You're listening to Vatican Radio.
When God gives a gift, it is irrevocable. Pope Francis began his homily with this reflection inspired by the theme of our election by God, God's choice of each of us, which is taken from the day's reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Christopher Wells has more.
In the history of salvation, Pope Francis said in his homily, there are three gifts and calls of God to his people: the gift of election, of the promise, and of the covenant. All, he said, are irrevocable because God is faithful.
Ognuno di noi è un eletto, è una eletta di Dio.
Each one of us is elect, chosen by God, the Holy Father said. Each one of us bears a promise that the Lord has made, and each one of us makes some covenant with the Lord. Turning again to the reading from St. Paul, the Holy Father noted that when speaking about the election of God, the Apostle returns again and again to two words, disobedience and mercy. Where there is one, he said, there is the other, and this is our path to salvation.
Questo vuol dire che nel cammino della elezione verso la promessa.
That is to say, he continued, that on the path of election, to the promise and the covenant, there will be sins, there will be disobedience. But in the face of this disobedience, there is always mercy. Mercy, he said, is linked to disobedience, because in the face of our weaknesses and our sins, God always responds with mercy. When St. Paul comes to this reflection, he goes one step further, the Pope said. He does not explain the mystery, but rather praises God. In the face of this mystery of disobedience and mercy that sets us free, there is adoration and silent praise. And in the face of this beauty of irrevocable gifts, such as election, the promise, and the covenant, there is this final invitation of the Pope.
Penso che può farci bene a tutti noi pensare.
I think it would do us good, all of us, he said, to think today about our election, about the promises that the Lord has made to us, and to think about how I live out the covenant with the Lord, never forgetting the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. I'm Christopher Wells.